Out of Our Minds, Learning to be Creative. Author, Ken Robinson. There's a paradox. Most children think they are highly creative. Most adults think they're not. What happens to them as they grow up? Organizations are trying to compete in a world of economic and technological change that is moving faster than ever. They urgently need people who are creative, innovative, and flexible. Too often they can't find them. Why not? And what should be done about it? Organizations face three challenges in making the most of their creative potential and human resources. 1. Understanding the real nature of creativity. 2. Implementing a systematic strategy for developing individual creative capacities. 3. Having a systematic strategy to facilitate and reward the creative output. The intelligence of creativity. To move forward, we need a fresh understanding of intelligence, of human capacity, and of the nature of creativity. Human intelligence is more dynamic than we have been led to believe by formal academic education. Advances in the scientific studies of the brain are confirming that human intelligence is complex and multifaceted. Brain scanning techniques show that even simple actions draw simultaneously on different regions of the brain. Human culture is as rich and diverse as it is because human intelligence is so complex. We all have great natural capacities, but we all have them differently. We all have distinctive profiles of intellectual abilities with different strengths in visual intelligences, in sound, in movement, in mathematical thinking, and the rest. Creativity is not a separate part of the brain that lights up only in certain people or during particular activities. Creativity is possible in science, in technology, in management, in business, in music, in any activity that engages human intelligence. People are not creative in general, but in doing something concrete. Different people have different strengths according to the pattern of their intelligences. Real creativity comes from finding your medium, from being in your element. When people find their medium, they discover their real creative strengths. Genuine creativity is not only a matter of letting go, but of holding on. A culture of creativity. Creativity is related to culture. Cultural conditions can kindle or kill creativity. We do not have creative ideas in a vacuum. Individual creativity is stimulated by the work, ideas, and achievements of other people. Human intelligence is creative in a profound sense. Creative insights often occur by making connections between ideas or experiences that were previously unconnected. Just as intelligence in a single mind is interactive, creativity is interdisciplinary. This is why the best creative teams often contain specialists in different fields. This has serious implications for organizations that want to promote creative development. There are two related tasks. First is to unlock the creative abilities in each individual. Creativity is not a single aspect of intelligence that only emerges in particular activities. It is a systematic function of intelligence that can emerge wherever our intelligence is engaged. We need to look at what is in companies and organizations that blocks individual creativity. Second, creativity must be harnessed and not just released. It is a cultural process that prospers best under particular conditions, especially where there's a flow of ideas between people who have different sorts of expertise. It requires an atmosphere where risk-taking and experimentation are encouraged rather than stifled. Creativity flourishes when there is a systematic strategy to promote it. The cultural environment should be modeled on the dynamics of intelligence. If ideas are discouraged or ignored, the creative impulse does one of two things. It deserts or subverts the organization. Creativity can work for you or against you. The septic focus. There are four arguments that have a vital bearing on the whole idea of creativity and human resources. For historical reasons, education is preoccupied with academic ability. This is based on assumptions in our culture about intelligence. Academic ability promotes particular forms of intellectual activity. They're important, but they're far from being the whole of human intelligence. The results have been beneficial in many areas and disastrous in many others. There is a tragic narrowing of intelligence, divisions between arts and sciences, and a profound waste of creative capacity. Very many people leave education never realizing their real intellectual capacities. In the new world economies, this waste of human resources is potentially disastrous. The abilities that are now most needed are being left to waste despite the massive expansion of education and the huge investment in human resources. We are all born with extraordinary natural capacities. How these develop is affected by many factors, including how and if they are actually used. There are three characteristics of human intelligence that have fundamental importance for understanding the nature and processes of creativity. Intelligence is multifaceted. intelligence is interactive and dynamic. Each of us has a different profile of intellectual and creative abilities. All individuals have a wide range of abilities across different types of intelligence. No doubt that some individuals are more intelligent than others, that is, they have high abilities across a number of intelligences in music, mathematics, reasoning, visual perception, and so on. But high ability in one field does not entail high abilities in others. The essential point is that academic intelligence is often assumed to be of a higher order than all others. Other abilities are assumed to be less important. Consequently, they are neither sought nor valued to the same extent. The result is that many individuals do not know what they can do. When we talk of realizing our potential, we should aim to do so in both senses of the word. We need to understand its range and variety. This is where the idea of creativity assumes a central significance. Cultivating creativity. Creativity is not a purely personal process. Many creative processes draw from the ideas and stimulation of other people. Creativity flourishes in an atmosphere where original thinking and innovation are encouraged and stimulated. It fades in an atmosphere where dialogue and interaction are stifled. Cultural conditions can kill creativity. If ideas are not encouraged, the creative impulse does one of two things. It deserts the organization or subverts it. Creativity can work for you or against you. Creativity is a dynamic process and can involve different areas of expertise. The exponential growth of knowledge is increased specialization. In organizations, these can often result in a number of separate departments and in the division of responsibilities to more and more specialist roles. A culture of creativity will promote openness between specialists, and departments will have opportunities for creative encounters. Creativity is incremental. New ideas do not come from nowhere. They draw from the ideas and actions of those that have gone before us or are working in different fields. Cultural change is not linear and smooth. It can be complex and drawn out. New ways of thinking do not simply replace the old at clear points in history. They often overlap and coexist with established ways of thinking for long periods of time. This complex process of change creates tensions and unresolved problems along the way. Cultural change is not strictly logical. Creativity and innovation should be seen as functions of all areas of activity, and not only as confined to particular people or processes. Promoting creativity. What should organizations do to promote creativity and innovation? There are three priorities, and they are all of equal importance. 1. Identifying. Providing systematic identification and development of the strengths and abilities of the individuals in the organization. 2. Facilitating. Providing the conditions within the organization as a whole, through which creative processes are actively supported and encouraged. 3. Employing. Harnessing creative outcomes to the core objectives of the organization. Our times are being swept along on an avalanche of innovations in science, technology, and social thought. To keep pace with these changes, or to get ahead of them, we'll need all of our minds, heads, senses, and intelligences, literally. We must learn to be creative.